We exalt you, O Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, the first thing that I want to tell you is what the Lord told me this week. It's in the devotion, but I was praying and just all of a sudden I was overcome with gratitude. I was thinking about everything that He saved me from. When I say everything, it's like it's in a pile. I don't remember every single thing, and I was thanking Him for everything that He's done since and what He keeps doing. And again, it's like a big package that says everything, because you can't name it all. And then when I was overwhelmed with that gratitude, I just began to ask Him, Lord, what can I do? You know, just what do you want? I've been feeling lately like it's like another verse. It's like it's brand new. It's like I got a overhaul and a new engine. I'm feeling younger and stronger. I may not be, but I'm feeling it. Okay, and just thanking him, and it wasn't like it was an interruption, but it was like an interruption. It was just all I want is you. That's the way it's always been. All He wants is you. That's it. And when I went to the jail, I told him. I said, because he said, that's what I want you to tell the people. All I want is you. Not all I want is you, Roger, but all I want is you. And so when I went to the jail this week, I told them this is what the Lord wants. So I said, okay, I want you all to just close your eyes and imagine that God sits down beside you, puts His hand on your leg, maybe puts His arm around you, and He says, all I want is you. Danica! Danica! The Lord is calling you. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. It's all right. She'll be okay. But the Lord is sitting beside you. I've preached with kids before. Can I hold you? Can I have a hug?
No.
No? Okay. It's all right. We're able to overcome that, you know. In our lives, we have to overcome distractions. And the Lord is sitting right beside you. The Lord is sitting right beside you. And He's saying to you, all I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. That's not something I made up. That's not some pause for reflection. He said, I want you to tell people that. All I want. There were a lot of tears in jail. God got through the resistance. God got through the doubts. God got through the fears. And they received pleasure at the thought. See, we have to be cautious that we don't forget things like that. I saw God in one of my pods. They came in and they asked me if I spoke Spanish. I said, un poco. Not really. And they had a guy who came in and he spoke no English. They'd been working with him since he came in, but he spoke no English, but he was there. And I watched God get the message to him without him understanding a word I said. I saw the Holy Spirit bring a handsome, strong young man to tears without understanding a single word. Because he wasn't resisting it. He was receiving it. You know, we can become such Christians that we quit receiving the things of God. We can become, I see Christians that they just become such Christians that they don't have to do what anybody else says or think what anybody else thinks because they're Christians now. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. You know? The Bible says don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. To enter into the flow. And that spoke volumes to me when I saw that young man. He heard from God, couldn't understand. It isn't about what I say, but it's about receiving what the Spirit of God says and what he does. You see, there are people that means the world to know that God wants them. You know? And I just don't want us to become so used to God that, well, we're, you know, Jesus, what did he say earlier this morning? He said, I'm here for you. And then he said, are you here for me? Are you here for me? You know, for years, and John's done it too, sit there in the FFA, and they start their meeting saying, what are we here for? What are we here for? That's what the president of the Parley Pro team says, what are we here for? And so then they rattle off what they're there for. Sometimes I would stop them and say, really? I'm not seeing that that's what you're there for. You're here to show that you can memorize that, but what are we here for? We're here to praise the Lord. We're here to receive from the Lord. We're here to grow in the Lord. You know, that's, we're here. Are we here? Are you here for me? That's what the Lord says. You know? He's not scolding us with anything like that. He's just reminding us. And if he cares enough to say, all I want is you, I'm telling you, it ended me for a bit. And then when I could hear again, he said, now that's what I want you to tell people. That's all he wants is you. That's what he wants. In the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. And a few days down the road, he created man. He breathed life into the man. And he gave man, as Fred said, dominion. Because you're his favorite. You're his favorite. To say that you're not his favorite is to bear false witness. Vicki said, I think and I think and I think and I think. You know, isn't it something? We think about so many things that we should say, but we don't think at all about those things we shouldn't say. They just come out. Right? You know? We think about them afterwards. But then, hopefully, you will remember that God said, all I want is you, and you'll think about that. Don't think about why, just think about what he says. We don't have to analyze it. You see, for some of the folks in the jail, they're not sure anybody ever wanted them. And to think God wants them. God wants you. All of me, Lord. I have all what I need, but more of you. I need more of you, Lord. The more of him we have, then the more of everything works together. We should never stop getting more of Him, more understanding, more love. You see, because He can't love us any more than He does, but we can receive a lot more love than we do. Because there's more. There's more. Somebody comes to your house and you have a meal, or you go to one of these meals where they got food on the table and you're going through the thing, and then at the end they say, if anybody wants more, there's more left. If you don't go get more, that's fine. But if you don't go get more and complain that you didn't get enough, that's not fine. So when it comes to the things of God, He has given us all things in accordance to His generosity. And for us to say that somehow God hasn't given us enough, that's bearing false witness. That's an absolute lie. That's exalting yourself and your words against the knowledge of God. Okay, that might have been just a little bit off of target, but I think it's right on target, okay? The main thing is He wants you to know, all He wants is you. Man, soak in that every now and then. Think about it. Because you see, we can get caught up in, okay, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And God says, all I want is you. Because out of that relationship then can flow the river of life. And you will do abundantly above and beyond what you could ever hope or imagine. And you will find it, because here's the deal. The light came into the world, and His own received Him not. But the darkness could never overcome it. The darkness could never overcome Him, and He is the light of the world, and the light stayed. The light is, light be, light stayed, the light. The light. The Word gave life to everything that was created. As Vicki said, we're the only people can talk. But most certainly, all the noise that the animals make makes sense to somebody, but they can't talk. You know? We can talk to the birds, but they never hear us. But they can chatter like crazy. My wife hears the birds, she can identify the birds. I don't think she can talk to them, but she'll say, do you hear that one? There's like 80 of them. What do you mean, do I hear that one? You know? Well, you know that one that's making this noise. No? But I'm sure it's wonderful. That Word gave life to everything. They got life. Everything that was created got life. And His life brought light to everyone. Brought light to everyone. Brought light. Brought light to the people that are too dumb to breathe. Brought light to them. The light's right there for them. The light is in their darkness. The light is there. All they got to do is look at the light. We all have walked in darkness. We have not one of us here that was perfect and walked in the light perfectly. We still don't walk in the light perfectly. But when the light comes on, we know it. Maybe one of the greatest things that we learn in our faith is don't shut off the light. We can't hide in the darkness because the light is there. If we don't speak life, we're bearing false witness. Because the light gave us life. And so, as Vicki said, we're working on it. We're working on it. We work on it. We work on it. Sometimes we work on things and then we forget about working on them. And then all of a sudden we work on them again. Because it comes to our mind to work on it. working out our salvation in fear and trembling. I want to be all that God wants me to be. And we won't be all that God wants us to be until we be with God. We won't know. Now we know in part, but then we know, we will see face to face. We will see it and it'll be bingo. You know, it's like when all of a sudden something makes sense. And we're just tuning and tuning and tuning and tuning and tuning because His Word gave us light and His life brought light. So there's light. There's an answer. There's a comfort. There's an encouragement. There's a way. And in everything, the Bible says, just give thanks to God. Just give, in everything, give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's always something to thank Him about. You know? Some people say, well, what are you thanking the Lord for? More than I can say. You know, sometimes there's an instantaneous thing. Sometimes there's an obvious thing. But we can give thanks when we can't see it, right? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God's doing something. You see, we're declaring the truth whether we see it or not. Even when I can't see it, He's working. Even when I don't feel it, He's working. He's done this. That light gave us life. Thank you, Lord, for the light. Thank you, Lord. The light's there. It's like some people, they'll say, well, it's a pretty good day. The sun's shining. I said, it doesn't matter. The sun's shining anyway. The sun's shining whether you see it or not. It's shining. Because if it wasn't shining, we would be in darkness. But those in darkness have seen a great light. And so, you know, it's wonderful that at least you think it's a good day because of that. Well, then thank God, because where do you think that came from? Who do you think parts the clouds? You know, I mean, it's making a habit of good things. It's making a habit of good things. Working on things. We got a Marco Polo of Jackson. Jax was on one of them foot exercisers. Got the pedals on him and the little machine there, and he was on it like a tricycle. And we were excited because we're taking him a tricycle tomorrow, so he can have one that'll go somewhere, you know. But he was thoroughly working on that thing. He was practicing up. So that's why Mama showed us that picture of him doing that. She thought maybe it was going to work out good that we're bringing him a tricycle. You know, sometimes we got to work on things where we are before they move. Just got to work on things. Fred, I think you said you got a vehicle that needs a little work on its transmission. You know? And every now and then, maybe you get in to see if it's changed. You know, nope, still the same, but you're working on it. You know? Well, that's kind of the thing we're working on. We're working on, as Vicky's working on, when she thinks of these things, and she thinks of these things that are God things, to say them, just to say them. Even if you got a bit in your mouth and it's hard to say, and you have to whinny him, well, that's Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost makes sounds, interpretations of things that we can't say, you know. But we want to say those things. That's light. That's light. Because His life gave light to everyone. Yes, everyone. Just because people don't operate in the light doesn't mean the light's not available, right? The light was available to you when you didn't care, when your thoughts weren't about God. You know? I mean, you got such a great opportunity when you're picking rocks to thank the Lord. I mean, I used to love to pick rocks. I have no idea why. But I also used to love to haul bales. And also, you've loved to unload the pop truck. It was a workout. I loved it. Wanted it. I did have a dream. Because sometimes I think people talk about, you know, that they had these dreams. What are your dreams? I had weird dreams. My desire was to retire early and have a pop truck that I could load and unload. Something wrong with that kid. And a field of bales that I could haul. You know? How stupid can you be and still breathe? No, I liked it. I liked it. My dreams were never to be a great thinker. God's given us life. And the life stayed. The life is present. The life is here for us. The light was bright when Jesus walked the earth, but it's been getting brighter every day since he went to be with the Father. Because he's seated with the Heavenly Father, and he's interceding for us, and he's just praying to walk in the light as he is in the light, you know? And it's just getting brighter. And if we get tuned up to that, if we can just get ready for that, then our joy will always be full. We can always have full joy no matter how sad or traumatic or whatever things are. We can always have the fullness of joy, the one that God gives us. We can enter thou into the joy of the Lord. It's like when the lady in Russia said, but Roger, we can't be happy. Our priest says we can't be happy. Find another priest. Because you can enter into the joy of the Lord. That's bearing false witness. You mean I should be happy when things are terrible? You can have the joy of the Lord. You know, you don't rejoice in the evil. You rejoice in the victory. That's light. That's light. That's the kind of light that God, because that kind of life gives light, gives us life. And when it's hopeless, what have we got? Hope. Why focus on the hopelessness if we can focus on the hope? Where does the hopelessness take us? The hopelessness leads us into a dark place. But the hope brings us into Christ. And we can always hope in the fact that all he wants is us. All he wants is you. He just wants you. He doesn't want you to prove anything to him. He doesn't grade you on performance. He just wants you. And when he has all of you, oh, how you can perform. Vicki and I were talking yesterday because I talked to my uncle yesterday and he had granddaughters running at Howard Wood Relays and they had poor performance in their races. And that happens. It just happens. They didn't have their best races. And Vicki said, oh, I know how that happens. We used to go out to run. Sometimes you go out to run and you just can fly. And everything's hitting on all cylinders and it just feels good. And when you're done, you feel good. And sometimes when you go out to run, you get about a block away from home and you go, oh, man, this is going to be a tough run. This is going to be hard. You know, before I started running a lot, I used to see these people that ran a lot. And before the race ever started, that looked like they ran further than I ever cared to run. And they'd be running around and they'd be sprinting and then they come in and now they're ready to go. I used to say, man, that's crazy. But after I ran enough, I got to be doing the same thing. I need to get everything warmed up and get it ready to go. But no matter how warmed up and how ready you are to go physical, sometimes it's just a different day. But you still do it. And you see, spiritually speaking, can you see that that's how it is sometimes too? Sometimes you're just not feeling it. But that don't matter. It's there. Sometimes you're just not seeing it. But that doesn't matter. It's there. You might feel worthless, and God is still saying, all I want is you. I want you just like you are. I want you in your weakness. I want you in your strength. I just want you. Because together now you're working off of my energy. So if I'm not feeling it, wow, why not go get into his energy? Why not? Well, I'm not going to fake it. Some people think, oh, you're not going to fake it. You're not faking it. You're just acting it. You're acting what's real. You're acting what's real. It's like Fred comes in and he's using his cane, but in his mind, he's running in. You know? Hallelujah. He doesn't come through the door and say, Pastor, how come I'm still moving? So, hey, praise the Lord, Pastor. Yeah, hallelujah. You're running. Never seen you look so good. You know? Because that's God looks at you. I've never seen you look so good. I'm not feeling it, Lord. Just believe me. I wouldn't lie to you. See, that's light. That light stayed. That light stayed, and darkness can't overcome it. It just can't overcome it. So the light stayed, and so the life that is in Christ stayed right with you. That's how Jesus could say, look, you're the light of the world. Right? Smile. Yeah. She's a pretty minty smiling. That's what he said. Now, see, when we first read that, when we don't know much about it, and we read that, and Jesus says, you're the light of the world, it's like, must be talking to somebody else. How could I be the light? But you see, his light is in you, and when his light is in you, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are. When you enter a place, Jesus enters with you. You change the atmosphere. You do change the atmosphere, and you have more strength to change the atmosphere. You bring joy, you bring confidence, you bring peace. It's all with you. And so when you come, you are the light of the world. You light up the place. Then don't follow that up with, well, I'm not feeling very lighty today. You are, though. You are. That's what Jesus said. You are. And we can all do it better as we present ourselves to him, a living sacrifice. There's more to Jesus. If you don't think that there's more to Jesus, you're bearing false witness. There's more. Here, bar. Yeah. That's right. There's always more. This place became, two things, there's no I like the Most High, and there's always more. There's always more. If we run out of believing that there's more, then we've got all we want, and what do we need? I had some girls walk into chapel on Friday, and they were so glad to be there, and they said, we didn't know we were having chapel on Friday, but we declared we're having chapel on Friday. I said, well, you spoke it into existence, because they wanted it. They desired it. They loved the presence of God. And they know that the presence doesn't leave them, so that they can have that presence in their pot, and they're working on manifesting that amongst themselves and encouraging one another in the Lord. Encourage one another with those words, you know? And the light's with them. The light's with you. The light is on you. The light is for you. The light is flowing through you. He's the light of the world, and you bear it. You got it. You've just got it. You know? It's like, I've got a knife that I carry with me, and so when I need to cut something, I always know that I have that knife with me, and I look for that little bitty knife. I look for that because it'll cut the tape, it'll do stuff like that. I know I've got it with me. Sometimes I don't got it with me. Sometimes it didn't make it into my pocket. Other times it made it into a different pocket, and I have to look for the other pocket, but I know that I've got that. If I can know that about that, can't I know that about Jesus? Can't I know there was a song that said, you got the music in you. I got the music in me. We've got it. He's in us. He's in us and he stays. He doesn't come in when we're performing correctly and leave when we're not. It's not a put your right foot in and put your right foot out, you know. Do the hokey pokey and shake it all about, you know. It's like he's with us always. Lo, I am with you always. His light stayed. His light stayed. So we look for the light. We look in the light. Those don't walk in darkness. Don't settle for darkness. You know? Don't wrap darkness around you and get comfortable with it. Light. You know? Refuse the darkness. Reject the darkness. Overcome the darkness. They overcame the evil with good. You've got the good. He dwells in you richly. He dwells in you. The light gave everything life. Everyone, everything. There's more. And if we live like there's more, if we live with the anticipation, if we live with the concentration on God, if we will live that way, if we settle in our hearts, I will do whatever it takes to go deeper into the Lord. And that's not faking it. That's how you're making it. That's how you're making it. We work hard at lots of other things. You know? If you're picking rocks, you know, rocks that used to be heavy, you carry one in each hand now. Rocks that you used to get over to the wagon and drop them in with, you don't have to make so many steps. You can throw it at it. And maybe you throw it at it once and it don't quite get there, but the next time it gets there, you see, because we're working on something. Well, there's nothing that deserves more of our effort than our walk and our relationship with God and our passing that relationship on. I got, and you've got, we've got just what people need. We've got it. And sometimes we need to chew it up and swallow it for ourselves first. But we have life. Because the light is on us. And the light stays. The light doesn't get away from you and you've got to go looking for it. The light's there, you just got to look to it. Look to the light. Look. Just look to the light. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Thanks for reminding me, Lord. You know? That's a wonderful, that's something to shout about. You know? Especially if you've been thinking that you're helpless. And all. Wait a minute. My help comes from the Lord. Woo! You know? I've got a couple of pods that they come in going, woo! Yeah! Woo! I like that. They're fired up. They're ready. They're ready for more. Are you ready for more? Are you ready for more? Are you ready for more? Hallelujah. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want more. We're so grateful to you that all you want is us. And so we present ourselves to you, living sacrifices. Hallelujah. We are ready to be transformed by the renewing of our minds every moment of every day as the light shines in the darkness that tries to overtake us. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We look forward to more love, more power, more of you in our lives. We look forward to signs and wonders following the words that we speak, the truth that we speak. We look forward to arresting and taking captive and casting down everything that does not bear the truth of your word. Oh yeah, we're coming, Lord, getting stronger, getting faster, getting happier, getting more of you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shine, Jesus, shine.